KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
We have clear, sunny skies in Atlantic and 50 degrees. Temperature has been holding steady for the past couple of hours. We look forward to be partly cloudy here today, a high of 66. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, and the news is brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. In Western Iowa news, officials say a church in Northwest Iowa is missing as much as $470,000. Sioux City television station KCAU reports that the Bethel Lutheran Church officials in Grettinger say the money loss dates back to 2007. A suspect has been identified, but no arrest has been reported. A local bank tipped church leaders about the loss after discovering suspicious account activity. Northwest Iowa authorities say they've arrested a Colorado man with 77 pounds of marijuana in his vehicle. Court records say 34-year-old Darrell Waite of Thornton, Colorado, is charged with two counts of possession of a controlled drug with other crimes. Authorities say a Woodbury County Sheriff's deputy made a traffic stop on Waite's vehicle last Sunday. A police drug dog brought to the scene alerted officers to the likelihood that there were drugs in the vehicle. Police say a subsequent search uncovered the 77 pounds of pot. A Northwest Iowa man has pleaded guilty to illegally manufacturing anabolic steroids. Prosecutors say 23-year-old James Nguyen of Orange City entered his plea Monday in U.S. District Court in Sioux City. Court documents say Nguyen admitted that from late 2014 until December 15, 2015, he manufactured anabolic steroids and intended to distribute some to various customers. Experts say anabolic steroids are considered controlled substances that are related to testosterone and promote the natural growth of skeletal muscle and development of male sexual characteristics. Nguyen's sentencing has not yet been set. Iowa has at least 75 beer brewers statewide, and many of them will have representatives at an upcoming convention planned for the Omaha Council Bluffs area. The Hops Growers and Brewers Conference and Trade Show is scheduled to take place in January. Katie Kreuser, the top program coordinator for the University of Nebraska Extension, says it's an ideal place for growers and brewers to get together and network.
With this increasing growth with the craft beer industry comes this interest in growing hops, and with our conducive environment, it just makes for a perfect mix.
The conference will offer workshops and speakers providing important information for producers who are interested in growing hops to support the expanding number of breweries.
The agronomics of growing hops, pests and diseases, nutritional management, trellis design and installation, harvest timing, post-harvest processing, crop and brewery insurance. We actually have a talk about organic production of hops.
There will be discussions about organic hop production in addition to displays of the latest in brewery equipment. The trade show covers everything that growers and brewers need to launch their operations in addition to helping home or microbrew owners.
This is geared towards any vendors that have products or information that's going to help this audience. So this is anything from chemical companies to brewing equipment to actual plant sourcing.
The conference will be held at the Embassy Suites in downtown Omaha on January 18th and 19th. Early bird registration ends December 31st. You can learn more at growbrewnebraska.com. The craft beer industry in Iowa supports more than 1,500 jobs and has an economic impact exceeding $100 million. Iowa's beer production is expected to top 146,000 barrels by the year 2019, and that's triple the rate from 2014. A Council Bluffs group working to expand and update the Dream Playground at Lake Manawa State Park intends to use fence pickets to help fund the project. The Daily Nonpareil reports the plans call for a picket fence to surround the playground. The Dream Playground Reimagine group intends to let individuals, community groups, and businesses pay $100 each for nearly 1,400 pickets, which can be engraved with a maximum of 22 characters. The playground was built in 1993 and was named the Dream Playground because its features are conceptualized by elementary students. The same design process was repeated last March when students were asked to redesign the playground as they think that it should be. Well, the Western Hill Historic Trail Center in Council Bluffs was created to tell the story of the area's importance to the many westward trails of the 1800s. The center is displaying some history of its own in celebration of 20 years of providing insight into early American travel. And now through next spring, visitors will be able to read the center's history in a large collection of scrapbooks containing preserved newspaper articles and other written accounts, photographs of special events and people, and other mementos. Included in the collection is a proclamation by then-Governor Chet Culver that proclaimed the center in Council Bluffs as the capital of Iowa for a day. People can write favorite memories of the center on nearby cards. The center was formed through a partnership of government entities and the private sector, according to Tressa Sward, who's the museum technician. She said that they're looking to place an interpretive center to tell the history of pioneers who went from westward from there. The chosen site, which had been a Missouri River bottomland, was ideal, she says, because the numerous westward trails obviously had to cross the river, sometimes taking apart covered wagons so the pieces can be placed on log ferries and reassembling them on the other side. The center officially opened on October 4, 1997, and over the years, tens of thousands of people have toured the center to learn more about the Lewis and Clark, Oregon, California, and Mormon trails. Seward said that they were a major jumping-off point for those trails. On average, between 50 and 60,000 visitors tour the museum annually, Seward said, and during the Lewis and Clark Bicentennial Trail, about 80,000 walked through the doors. Many have come from faraway places like India, Pakistan, Norway, Vietnam, the Sudan, Argentina, and Greenland. Seward said the center is located on 423 acres, with acres and acres of tall native prairie grasses, as well as a pond behind the center and a bicycle walking trail through the river bottom woodlands. Besides its historical displays, the center hosts many family-driven educational and social events. There are a number of musical jams on Thursdays and Saturdays, and what's more, Sward said it's all completely free. Iowa Republican Governor Kim Reynolds will be making the rounds in western and southwest Iowa next Wednesday and Thursday as part of her Building a Better Iowa Economy focused tour of businesses. Her schedule includes, on Wednesday, November 29th, discussion with Audubon business owners at the Audubon Chamber of Commerce, beginning at 1:30, a visit to Carrier Coffee Company in Ottawa at 4 p.m. next Wednesday, and a visit to Remember Yesterday in Mapleton at 4:45. Next Thursday, Governor Reynolds will be in Dunlap at Sullivan Supply at 8 a.m., in Defiance for a tour of Smitty B. Honey at 9:30, in Atlantic next Thursday at 11:30 a.m. for a tour of the Whitney Inn, at 1:30 for a tour of the Red Oak Fabrication, and she'll be in Corning on next Thursday at 3:45 p.m. to visit Carver's Ridge in Corning. And that is a check of the news this hour, brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments. They're located at 601 Poplar in Atlantic, or give them a call at 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.